Fort Wayne's Morning News is driven by the O'Daniel Automotive Group. Stop by any of the five area O'Daniel locations or shop online at odanielauto.com to get your best deal.
Welcome back. What will land? Some of the big talk out of D.C. right now are the comments we keep hearing from the president about canceling student loan debt. What would that mean for you? What would that mean for the economy? Well, we're going to find out by checking in with political analyst Anthony Russo. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, student loan debt apparently is the hot topic right now. And for folks who maybe missed this story real quick, Anthony, can you explain what the president is proposing in terms of canceling student loan debt?
Well, the latest proposal is him talking about a $10,000 forgiveness per student that fits in these certain socioeconomic criteria, I guess is the best way to say it. I believe $150,000 a year is the maximum amount that somebody could make where they're still getting that debt forgiven. Again, this is what he's talking about. He talked about it during the campaign trail. He talked about it soon after the election on a town hall. And now it's coming up again. It always circles around election time.
Sure does.
It's not a Joe Biden election time, but as we know, there's probably a red wave coming. So they're looking at whatever they can do to still get a couple of the maybe votes across the country.
Whatever.
Ultimately, if you want my opinion, I don't think it's actually going to be signed into executive order. I think it's a carrot for the for the vote.
Yeah, you and I both, Anthony. It's just a little bribe that they're tossing out there. I like the way you say it, a little carrot that they're dangling out there. But let's walk down this road with me, just hypothetically. Let's say this were to happen. Who will actually be on the hook for paying back this student loan debt?
Well, they've hinted that it's not necessarily going to be taxpayer dollars, but it's always going to be taxpayer dollars. Because even if they're not using it from taxes, then it's going to be inflation-based. Some of the financial experts are saying that you're looking at about, at worst, 1% inflation increase, which I don't know how they do their math, but even if that is accurate, right now our inflation is already at a breaking point.
Yeah.
We're supposedly between 8 and 9%, but if you do the math the same way that it was done at the worst period of inflation we've had since or before now, which was in the 80s, we're really actually closer to 17%. So every percent that you're tacking on isn't good. If they're printing money, it's going to be inflation. If they're taxes, they're taxing us more for stuff that a lot of us have either paid for, parents paid for. I paid off my student loans in the first 10 years after I got out of school. It's a responsibility that it shows that we're forgiving things based on agreements of accountability. And that just goes to show kind of the mentality of the left and who they're trying to placate in the vote.
Well, then how is it that the Biden administration can go on saying that this will help provide a boost to the economy and ease inflation? How can they say that, Anthony, when some simple math proves otherwise?
Well, they're saying that all these people that they're giving money to are miraculously going to start spending at their local mom and pop stores.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, they're thinking that 10,000 people are like, oh, I don't have to pay as much my student loans. I'm going to go out there and I get to, you know, spend more money. But right now, and honestly, there is the stimulus thought process to it. But right now, we're looking down the barrel of a really, really ugly recession.
Yeah.
All the indicators are there between inflation. The stock market is now completely back to the way it was in January of 2021. So you can't even use the stock market as a positive indicator. And although employment is down very, very low, or unemployment is down, it really isn't still indicating a powerful economy right now. Everything is looking weak. It can't even get good. So you add a recession to it, but if they get $10,000, they're going to save it. They're not going to spend it right now.
Right.
So it's bad timing across the board if this were to actually get put into motion.
And even if they were to spend that money, Anthony, there's no guarantee they're going to spend it at their local mom and pop shop and not just hopping on Amazon to buy their goods.
It's going to be Amazon purchases at best. And that's another one of my indicators for a bad economy right now is Amazon, for the first time in 7 years, showed a stoppage of their growth.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is in line where consumer spending is down. If consumer spending is down at Amazon, think about that in terms of the local economies across the board. So With Amazon down, with all the different indicators, it's just that $10,000 isn't going to go to what they think or what they say it's going to go to, per se.
Anthony, my man, I have never had you on before, but I think I like you. I want to put you on our Rolodex. Can we do that?
Absolutely, 100%.
And we've got something in common, Anthony. I paid off my student loans as well, about just shy of the 10-year mark from when I graduated. And I'm like you. I did not expect anyone else to pay off my student loan debt but me.
Yeah, why would I pay twice? And the greatest anecdote I have on this one was the father that interrupted Elizabeth Warren and said, and stopped her on the campaign trail and said, for 10 years, I didn't take vacations. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy the boat. I didn't buy the car. I saw my neighbors doing it when they had kids. I paid for my students' education, and now you're going to reward them, the student that took out loans, reward them for all the fun that they got to have, which, again, that's all well and good, but you're punishing the American worker that did their due diligence and worked hard to put their kid through school, and I think it's unacceptable.
Amen. I'm right there with you. Anthony, my man, I appreciate your time this morning.
Take it easy. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. That's political analyst Anthony Russo joining us live here on WoWoe. WoWoe News Time, it's 8:15. Michael McIntyre will join us live next with a roundup of all your headlines, local headlines, straight ahead.
Hey, is this line secure?
Franco cybersecurity firm secured a contract, and that's all we're allowed to say.
We have a green light on hiring.
He needs web security professionals with a military background.
Three teams of four, 24-hour rotations, but Protocol Zulu is on a need-to-know basis.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard, so you can stay organized and connected all the way to the hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get ready for the
podcasts by Federated Media.